Envied by other developing countries, South Korea has become the world's 11th largest economy by focusing national support on specific industries and producing quick results. It is a recipe that enabled the country to challenge Japanese supremacy in semiconductors and shipbuilding. In the past 3 years, with Dr. Hwang Woo-suk leading the way, South Korea has tried the same trick with biotechnology. Thinking of it as the next generation motor for economic growth, the South Korean government poured funds into Dr. Hwang's stem cell research. Dr. Hwang published splashy papers in prestigious journals like Science and Nature in rapid succession. On the stock market, investors snapped up any share that had bio in its name. It all flopped spectacularly on Tuesday when a panel at Seoul National University announced that Dr. Hwang had completely falsified evidence in his research papers. In his discredited articles, Dr. Hwang claimed to have mastered the technology for cloning human stem cells, a breakthrough toward healing patients with their own regenerated tissue. The scandal is having wide repercussions. Park Kai-young, a co-author of one of Dr. Hwang's landmark papers, offered to resign as President Roh's Secretary for Scientific Affairs. Only last week, the science minister was replaced. Prosecutors have barred Dr. Hwang and 9 colleagues from leaving the country and are preparing fraud charges that could be punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Through Dr. Hwang's fall, South Korea is learning that biotechnology is not the place in which to play out its industrial policy ambitions. The downfall of Dr. Hwang holds a lesson for developing countries rushing into cutting-edge science. Do not try to clone human cells the way you churn out cars and computer chips.